sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of this show today, this Wednesday, March 12th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the things that I want to wrap up with on the federal level is the next story. Donald Trump's Education Secretary, Linda McMahon. Again, Donald Trump said when he appointed her to be the nominee, I hope she does a good enough job that she basically puts herself out of a job. Basically closing, ending, shutting down the Department of Education at the federal level. Well, in response, a little update. Education Secretary Linda McMahon says massive layoffs are going to be the first step toward eliminating the agency. We're not taking away education, end quote. Education Secretary Linda McMahon said massive layoffs on Tuesday was going to be the first step toward accomplishing President Donald Trump's goal of eliminating the agency. However, she insisted the cuts will not affect educational programs. McMahon, during an interview with Fox News host Laura Ingraham, was asked if the termination of nearly half of the department's 4,000-person workforce was part of a broader plan aimed at a total shutdown of the federal agency. The 76-year-old responded with, yes, actually it is. This was the president's mandate, McMahon added. His directive to me clearly is to shut down the Department of Education. Period. One thing you have to understand is that the Trump administration understands that it will have to, quote, work with Congress, end quote, to accomplish the president's goal. But that on Tuesday, the reduction in the workforce is all part of the plan that is key to eventually totally abolishing the department. Now, folks, historically, you have to understand one thing. The Department of Education did not exist until President Jimmy Carter's administration. He created it as a political payback to unions, teacher unions. It's where it all started. The very next president of the United States, Ronald Reagan, he ran on it. in the 1980 presidential campaign that if he got elected, he would eliminate, abolish, and end Jimmy Carter's bureaucratic agency. He would shut it down. Donald Trump is doing what Ronald Reagan said he was going to do back in 1980. And the unions, the teacher unions, are absolutely freaking out. My answer? Good. Long overdue. Ronald Reagan should have done it, nipped it in the bud in 1981 when he took office on January 20th. He didn't do it. Donald Trump is going to do it. Absolutely amazing. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust? Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Joining us on the line right now is a local business owner here in our listening area, George Ranville. He's with Beer de Mac Brewworks there in Mackinac City. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you today?
We're doing good, good, good. And you guys have started something up there at the Beer de Mac Brew Works every Wednesday. Why don't you tell the folks all about it?
Well, first of all, we just pronounce that beer, like B-E-E-R. So, you know, you can just
I don't have to use the friend's pronunciation is what you're saying.
You absolutely don't have to. But that kind of differentiates us because we make Belgian style and French farmhouse style beer. So Beer de Mac makes sense for what we do and what we market downstate with our products. But anyway, we started Tap Talks 4 years ago. And what we do in January, February, March, and April is every Wednesday we have people come in and talk in the brew room, in the tap room, about various topics. You know, bars and taverns used to be the place where people would get together in their communities to discuss civilly issues and things going on in their towns and cities. And we started up the same kind of thing at Beer de Mac years ago.
Now, one of the things from a historical point of view and in studying history, Sam Adams, his Sons of Liberty guys, used to meet at his tap room years ago there in Boston, and they were actually the original, rebels, if you will, that stood up against Great Britain and the tyranny and led the, you know, famous, the throwing in of the tea, the Boston Tea Harbor. This is something that's been going on since the beginning of our country. You guys reinstated this, and you actually have a meeting. Obviously, it's Wednesdays. What time do you guys usually start?
We start at 7. It's a free admission. Tonight we have a speaker from Enbridge, Paul Mangini. He is going to come and give us an update on what's going on with Line 5. And basically our format is the presenter comes in and discusses, gives a little talk, and then it's question and answers. And, you know, how long it goes is oftentimes driven by how many questions there are. And we just have a great conversation. You know, Line 5 has been in the news, and it's local, especially for us here in Mackinac. And
sure.
We want to find out what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a text message. I'm going to give out the address and directions real quick. 14277 Mackinac Highway, right there in Mackinac City. If you get off of I-75, George, I believe that exit is that number 337?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And you get off, and we're just south of Mackinac City, so we're not down in town. We're about a half mile south of that exit. So when you get to that top of the exit and you see the bridge off to the right, go the other way.
Yeah, head south, like you say, not even half a mile.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things I think is kind of interesting, as Enbridge has been fighting the governor and been fighting the attorney general, this thing has gone to court, back and forth. Basically, right now, it appears that the court's decision was that the Michigan Public Service Commission finally gave approval of their plans. They've been dealing with people in Washington, D.C., the Army Corps of Engineers. Bottom line, it looks like, it appears anyway, that they're going to be able to go forward with this project. But that's basically why you're having the speaker from Enbridge coming in tonight and speaking to the folks.
Well, actually, no. We arranged this a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, we just had this planned, and it's looking really current now. I do know that I think the Army Corps of Engineers is the last group that needs to approve this, and I believe that, and we'll find out tonight. I believe it's been fast-tracked by the Trump administration.
Yes.
You know, what makes this all interesting is the whole tariffs between Canada, and Enbridge is a Canadian company. There'll be all sorts of issues and things that we can learn about tonight. I think it'll be fascinating.
Yeah, very fascinating. Especially, I just covered the story about the Premier of Ontario, Ford, he's actually threatened Donald Trump, the American people, especially people in Minnesota, Michigan, and New York, that they were going to put a 25% tariff on their electricity that is delivered into our state. And Donald Trump said, okay, well, you're going to do that, then I'm going to double the tariff on your steel and aluminum. And, man, within a couple of hours, Ford reversed about face on that. Said, okay, just kidding. I love the American people. And he's actually coming to Washington, D.C. tomorrow to negotiate with Donald Trump's cabinet and trying to resolve this tariff situation before the April 2nd deadline. That is all good questions for you guys to ask Enbridge tonight, because electricity is one thing. But like you say, they're a Canadian company. They bring a lot of liquid petroleum products, propane, even the oil products that are refined down in Sarnia, cross over at the Blue Water Bridge from Port Huron and then get sent back in the form of gasoline that's been refined and sent back into our state. So, yeah, how is these tariffs going to potentially affect Enbridge? What's their position on? What are they planning to do?
Well, I'm sure the Enbridge people, I would think their heads are spinning. You know, they're trying to just get the line approved, then all of a sudden the tariff issues come up. You know, they've been working on this for years.
Right.
I kind of, in some ways, feel a little sorry for them. I think they just want to get their product out and, you know, down into the United States. And it is the only way they're going to get it to Canada. And from a selfish point of view, propane is crucial, especially to everybody in northern Michigan and in the UP.
Yeah.
We're the second largest user of propane in the country behind California.
Yep.
And we need that propane, and it comes through line five. It's crucial. So there's a lot of interesting things we can learn tonight. And, you know, we may have standing room only. We're not sure what kind of turnout we'll have here in the middle of cold March, but everybody's welcome. We have a whole lineup of people still coming in to speak on future TAP Talks also.
Yes, great lineup, lots of information. I saw one of your speakers coming, Mackinac City for Mackinac Public Policy is coming, and the group from there and other places. So you got a lot of good people coming. And one of the things I think George is missing, and this is kind of important, for you to be doing this on a Wednesday night, you know, during the week, 7 o'clock, people can, you know, still get home from work, you know, even maybe have meal at home, but basically come. They can buy food there. The bar and the restaurant both will be open tonight.
Yep. You can buy our sandwiches or paninis or a pizza and, of course, order a beer or water. We have non-alcoholic beverages as well. It's a great setup, and people really, really enjoy it. Last week we had the chief curator from the Mackinac Historic Forts, and he gave a really fascinating talk about how Mackinac Island was the second national park in the country.
Oh yeah,
and that was a great talk. We had a person who owns the Glass Bottom Boat in Sheboygan. She came in to give a presentation on how she, in her life, ended up with owning a glass-bottom boat business that's been successful. We had the Sheboygan Coffee Roasters came in and taught us all about how to brew coffee. Next week, we have an English professor from Saginaw Valley State who is, from what we're told, is absolutely fascinating in how she teaches literature and writing and reading and what's going on with those types of issues. And that's, you know, what's going on in our schools today doesn't seem like writing and reading are being taught the way they should. And, you know, if people are interested in that kind of topic, and we all should be, especially if you're a parent or if you're interested in the future of our state, she'll be a great presentation. And the following week, we have Brian Sirkan coming up, who is a homeschool charter school advocate extraordinaire, out of the Chicago area. He's going to come up and give a presentation. So we're going to be hitting kind of the education topics, and then we're going to follow up. We're going to get back to beer. They're coming up. Jason Taylor's coming up from the Mackinac Center, and he's going to give a presentation on prohibition and how it affected all of our beer laws and liquor laws and wine laws in Michigan. And I am sure that will be fascinating.
Yeah, sounds like a great lineup. Love it. Mackinac Center for Public Policy. And also, one thing I think that's very interesting, do you have the date of that homeschooling charter school gentleman? Do you know what date he's going to be there?
Yes, I do. He is going to be here. Brian Sirkin is going to be here on March 26th.
March 26th.
At 7 o'clock.
Yeah, yep. That one I might even actually come up myself and get more education on that because I have a story actually.
It's titled ahead, Educating George. For Liberty. Educating for Liberty. So it seems like that one might be something you would be interested in.
Well, not only that, but I have a new story I'm going to be doing in the third hour. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, in her proposed budget for fiscal year 2026, she's actually cutting funding to charter schools and cyber schools. And so that's something that she's wanting to accomplish. Oh, yeah. And the Republicans are already responding to it. So very, very interesting topic. Well, great. I greatly appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, Trucker, where you can find information at Beer to Mac, BIERDEMAC on X, or go to beertomac.com and just click on events, and you can see who's coming in our lineup of speakers. Love to see people turn out. It's going to be a fun night tonight, I think, and I appreciate you letting me talk about that and about Beer to Mac.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll put it on our Twitter X account as well, and I'll give the link out to everybody before I wrap up the show today. But I greatly appreciate you coming on today, George. Thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you, Trucker. Take care. Yeah,
we'll talk to you later.
Mm-hmm.
George Ranville, Beer to Mac, right there in Mackinac City. Again, if you get off the expressway, I-75 heading north towards the Mackinac Bridge, get off at exit number 337. That says downtown Mackinac City. Don't make a right. Make a left. Head south. Or, of course, if you're coming from the UP, you'll head south down Mackinac Highway. Their address is 14277 Mackinac Highway, 7 o'clock, Tap Talk at Beer to Mac. And we greatly appreciate George coming on the show and talking about it today. Actually, I'm going to put this in my calendar, March 26th. Going to be there and want to hear about charter schools and homeschooling and get some additional information, Educating for Liberty. So absolutely want to attend that one. Join Enbridge tonight. Representative from Enbridge will be giving updates as to what's going on, the battle that they've been fighting for years in the court system, both at the state level, federal level, Army Corps of Engineers, the treaty between Canada and Michigan back from the 1970s. Where do we stand? Is this tunnel project finally going to go forward? What are the last few hurdles that they have to overcome? And when will this thing actually get started? My opinion, the safest way to get their products to market here in Michigan and Sarnia. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water.